Therese Hoyle, Kelsey Martinez with us from the Greater Fremont Development Council. Welcome. Oh, I better turn your mics on. There we go. There.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Chris.
Hi. Nice to have you here. Isn't it nice when your boss can just invite you guys to come in instead of her?
Yeah. Thanks, Megan.
Yeah.
Thanks. Shout out, Megan.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of things going on in the Fremont area. So let's talk a little bit about maybe start with housing. That'd be a good place to start, I think.
Yeah, we have a great fund right now, a revolving loan fund. It was developed through rural workforce housing funds from the state of Nebraska. Last year, we collected over $500,000 from area local businesses and the city of Fremont through LB 840 to get a double match from the state. So we have a $1.5 million fund. We've done some really great things with it so far. We've got 5 projects going. A 13-unit apartment building on West 10th Street's being renovated with some of the money.
Yeah, yeah, good.
We've got a downtown second-floor apartment that's being renovated. We've got a 3-story house in Barnard Park area that otherwise would probably be being condemned and dilapidated if somebody hadn't picked that up. Rebuilding Together. It's got a loan to purchase a home and renovate, and they are doing some awesome things with that home. And we've got a grant going to Habitat for Humanity to renovate a house. So we've got 5 good projects, but we've got $1 million left.
Yeah, so you still have money. What is there a deadline that has to be used by right now?
No deadline. It's as it comes. You know, our applications come in, we process them, and then as people get, you know, use the money for their projects, they either sell it or they repay their loan, and then it goes to the next project. So we're just going to keep that money going and keep it revolving for the next project. So this is going to go on for a long time.
So who's eligible to use that money?
Basically, anybody's eligible. It's the actual home, the building, the lot, that's what is the deal. So it needs to use 50% of the assessed value of the dwelling. So just take the house itself, and it needs to use 50% of that in renovations. That doesn't mean the whole loan needs to come through us, but just it needs to have that much in repairs done for the project. And then we have infill housing too. We would love to do just a build on an open lot in Fremont, keep that core of Fremont growing. And so just a build, and that just needs to be less than $350,000 for a single family home, or if it's a rental under $250,000.
Wow. Yeah, that's quite the program. I mean, we've talked about it, and I know you had the groundbreaking, well, not really a groundbreaking, but a
nail tapping.
Yeah, the nail tapping, yeah, over on 16th or just off 16th and Platt.
Correct.
And really does a great thing for these neighborhoods, doesn't it?
It really does, because especially that home, it needed substantial rehabilitation. And if Rebuild hadn't gone in together to do that, I don't know if anybody else would have tackled that particular project. And so it would have sat empty, waiting for it to be condemned and then just bulldozed, and then an empty lot sitting. So yeah, we have lots of empty lots around the city that can be built on, but in that particular thing, that home was saved, and it's going to be a nice home for somebody someday.
Nice, nice.
This summer.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
summer.
Yeah, get that baby done for sure. But that's just one example of the things happening on the housing side. Would you say we're catching up at all on the housing side in the Fremont market?
I do believe so. I do believe so. We have a long way to go because we were so in such a deficit. But we have come a long way, and there's a lot of other builders doing some great things.
Mm-hmm.
So we need housing along all levels. We've got a lot of great public housing being built. We've got good developments throughout the town. So we are moving the needle.
Yeah,
We need to keep moving it.
Yep, yep. And along with that, plenty of interest in Fremont for businesses to come to Fremont. You still get quite a few calls, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely get calls all the time from businesses looking to locate here or just check out what's going on. And I guess that's kind of a good segue then into another loan fund that we have at the GFDC. We're lucky to offer tailored a bit more towards small business and entrepreneurs locally. But that's the Wellstead Small Business Startup Loan. And that provides an opportunity to startups, newly established, small growing businesses to kind of serve as more of like I'd say a gap financing mechanism, scale their business, make renovations, kind of gain some working capital if needed. So that's kind of one that's been around for six-ish years, I'd say, and just kind of recently underwent a rebranding, I guess you could call it, and we're trying to make it more accessible to our small business and local entrepreneur community, and we look forward to hopefully getting some interested people out here.
Can people find more information on the website, or you want them to call you? How do you want them to do if they're interested in either one of these?
Yeah, absolutely. There's information on our website, but they are more than welcome to give us a call, shoot us an email, stop by. We're happy to just talk and see if either of these are suited for their needs.
Okay. Yeah. Kelsey Martinez, Therese Hoyle with us from Greater Fremont Development Council. I know you can't mention names of businesses that actually inquire about coming to Fremont, but would you say, if you were going to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, interest in Fremont, where would you put it right now? Are you getting a lot?
Mm-hmm. We are getting a lot.
Yeah, it's been busy.
The Fremont Municipal Port Authority has really gained a lot of attention across the country from site selectors that are, you know, inquiring, and we have a lot. So I foresee us being able to, you know, put a pin on something here very, very soon.
And it is a long-term deal. I mean, this is the Port Authority is a, wouldn't you say it's more of a 10 to 15 year deal?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why I think these revolving loan funds that we have and different resources that the city has are important for us to have in our toolkit so we can continue to attract and maintain not only our established businesses, but, you know, incoming businesses and housing and everything, it all kind of flows together.
Yeah, so when a business does inquire, sometimes the timetable is a little bit short, isn't it? Do you already kind of have something put together, or do you have to customize it to the business?
Yeah, it kind of depends case by case. But, yeah, we do work closely with our partners at the Omaha Economic Development Partnership, and they're able to kind of you know, help us get these RFIs filled out. But a lot of stuff we do have ready to go when these businesses reach out inquiring about different sites in the area.
Yeah, with the Port Authority, probably even more so, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. We work closely with the city and the information that they gather for us specific to each and every project, too.
So last night, the legislature did pass the Port Authority legislator billing, I guess, or bill, I guess, with some amendments to it. But there was some information in there for Fremont also, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. It was some important changes we were hoping to get updated to kind of make the port more accessible to other businesses in the area that would maybe be able to utilize the great opportunity that Municipal and the Port Authority provides.
Yeah, that is. That's it's going to be a very important piece of how Fremont develops, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And what else did you, was there something else that you wanted to mention this morning?
We kind of wanted to shamelessly plug our loan funds and just, of course, talk with you. So
yeah, definitely. No, that's good. The loan funds are definitely something, the money is out there and available, so encourage... Yes. Contractors or anyone like that in that business to definitely inquire.
Yes, and any businesses that really just have some questions on things that they might be struggling with or anything, they can call our office and maybe we can point them to help in different directions. So
yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate you guys coming in. Best way to reach you at GFDC?
Probably just give us a phone call, and I use my personal number, but I have our office number here, 402-753-8126.
Okay. Yeah, or just Google it, and you'll find it, right?
Absolutely. Right. Greater Google. Fremont Development Council.